The Angry Video Game Nerd. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. At en.wikipedia.org. The Angry Video Game Nerd, abbreviated as AVGN or The Nerd, and formerly Angry Nintendo Nerd, is the main character and title of a series of farcical retro gaming video reviews created by and starring James Rolfe, who was born on July 10, 1980. The show generally revolves around retro game reviews that involve bitter rants against games he deems to be of particularly low quality or poor design. Such games are often associated with movie tie-ins. The series began as a feature on YouTube and later joined ScrewAttack Entertainment, which would later have three of its features, including the AVGN, transferred to Game Trailers exclusively. The show, formerly known as The Angry Nintendo Nerd, was renamed because the show started reviewing games on other consoles and also to prevent any trademark issues with Nintendo. The nerd is a short-tempered and foul-mouthed video game fanatic. He derives comic appeal from excessive and inventive use of profanity, frequent displays of explicit gestures, and a habitual consumption of beer, namely Rolling Rock. A particularly characteristic, which has become something of a trademark of his character, is for him to describe, in great detail, extremely repulsive and painful, usually firmly scatological acts, and to claim that he would rather endure them than to play the game that he is reviewing. Varying amounts of physical comedy are mixed into the verbal abuses. History. Fiverr videos. Rolfe first started to do films as a child in the late 80s and the early 90s, but his career did not take off until he made a short review of the NES game Castlevania II: Simon's Quest in 2004 under the title Bad NES Games. Rolfe decided to make another video, which was supposed to be the last, because Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was his most hated game. At the time he was drinking the beer Rolling Rock, which went on to become a signature trait of the nerd. The videos were produced and published on Cinemassacre.com. On April 6, 2006, he joined YouTube and the videos were put on YouTube under the name of James Nintendo Nerd. On September 12, 2006, Rolfe's character first gained mainstream attention when his review of the Nintendo game Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles went viral on the YouTube website. This was reported in an MTV news segment called Viral Videos Infect the Mainstream. Later, on November 2, 2008, his videos were featured on the nationally syndicated radio show Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony found his obscenity-laced tirades against poorly made video games quite humorous, and took notice of one of their own Whip'em'Out Wednesdays promotional stickers being featured quite prominently in several of Rolfe's videos. Since then, additional videos have been played occasionally on the show. Rolfe was later interviewed by Opie and Anthony on January 9, 2008. Rolfe would go on to host a show on Opie and Anthony's XM satellite radio channel for their Saturday Night Virus block of shows, but has done only one show so far and has not returned since. Angry Video Game Nerd. He later changed the name from The Angry Nintendo Nerd to The Angry Video Game Nerd to prevent trademark issues. Along with the name change, the nerd soon diversified, reviewing games on other platforms such as the Atari 2600, Super Nintendo, Sega Master System, Sega Genesis, Game Boy, Virtual Boy, Atari 5200, CDI, Nintendo 64, TurboGrafx-16, Sega Saturn, and PlayStation. Along with reviewing games, some episodes have featured other video game related items, such as the Power Glove, the U-Force, and other NES accessories. Movie reviews of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 and The Wizard, and a tribute to Nintendo Power. He also references video game culture in a reenactment of the Retro Console Wars in one video in a Wii Tribute. Rolf has stated on his website that the first videos he made were just a joke and he had no intention of making them public, instead showing them only to friends. After 2 years passed, Mike Mathai suggested that he put the reviews online. They soon did, and since then, his reviews have become increasingly popular and have developed a large fan base. Rolf's videos grew longer, soon turning into an actual series complete with title cards, an intro song, and official merchandise, and the AVGN Volume 1 DVD with the 2004 and 2006 episodes, followed by the Volume 2 DVD with the 2007 episodes, the Volume 3 DVD with the 2008 episodes, and the Volume 4 with the 2009 and 2010 episodes. After his fourth online review on YouTube, Screwtech invited him to have his own section on their website and has since been employed by MTV Network's GameTrailers.com. Since then, new videos are Game Trailers exclusives released once a month, with Rolf posting episodes on his YouTube account over a year after its original Game Trailers release. On March 17, 2010, Rolf said he was suffering from burnout as a result of consistently writing, directing, and starring in the videos, and that the show would be entering a brief hiatus. It was scheduled to return in May 2010, however, an episode was released on April 30. Episodes are now scheduled to be released the first or second Wednesday of each month, as opposed to 2 episodes per month due to other work. Show. Special guests. Occasionally, special guests based on famous film and television characters make appearances. These guests often provide additional commentary on the games and mock the nerds' anguish. Most of the characters are played by Mike Mathai, who also illustrates the show's title cards. His roles have included characters such as Freddy Krueger and Bugs Bunny, among many others. Freddy Krueger was also played by James Rolf, with Mathai taking on the role when both the nerd and Freddy were in view. The show's musician, Kyle Justin, played both Spider-Man and Cousin It in separate episodes, which were accompanied by him performing the theme songs from Spider-Man and the Addams Family with reworked lyrics. Justin was also featured in the Battletoads and second Bugs Bunny, Crazy Castle episodes as himself. Kevin Finn played a ninja in his Ninja Gaiden review, as well as the Game Graphic Glitch Gremlin in the Game Glitches episode and Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link episode. Some episodes have a basic storyline, inspired by the plot of the game or the movie the game is based on being reviewed. Exempli Grazia, in the Halloween review, the nerd is stalked by Michael Myers while he goes babysitting. In these cases, guests are used to play the episode-specific characters. The Nostalgia Critic appeared in the nerd's house and together they had a violent duel, in which the critic is nearly killed by the Super Mega Dead Christ character, more specifically, Super Mega Dead Christ 2000 BC version 4.0 beta, bitch. In the nerd's take on A Christmas Carol, Stuttering Craig and Handsome Tom, co-founders of Screwtech, appear as the Ghost of Christmas Past and the Ghost of Christmas Present, respectively. A Dracula sprite from Castlevania II Simon's Quest represents the Ghost of Christmas Future. Music. The Angry Video Game Nerd theme song was composed by independent musician Kyle Justin. The lyrics were the work of both Justin and Rolf. Some of the lyrics come from comments made by Rolf in his review of Back to the Future. The episode of Board James, Tornado Rex, has music by Bootsy Spankins. Animated characters. The show also makes use of original animated characters to add commentary or advance an episode-specific plot. The review of Master Chew and the Drunkard Who uses a character called Shit Pickle to comment on the gameplay, which simply consisted of him repeating the words "shit" and "pickle" sometimes, but not always together. Shitpickle did not appear again until Rolf placed him in his own animated shorts. In the Wizard Super Mario Bros. 3 review, the nerd calls upon the Super Mega Dead Christ 2000 BC version 4.0 beta bitch to assist in the destruction of a demonically possessed Super Mario Bros. 3 cartridge. This character is a combination of Jesus, robotic components, assorted weapons, and a tank. Both Shitpickle and Super Mega Dead Christ originated from Rolf's early animated film, The Wizard of Oz 3, Dorothy Goes to Hell, and are voiced by James Rolf and created by Mike Mattei. Rolf explained on his website that Super Mega Dead Christ was created as a spoof on the numerous mecha characters found in the Godzilla movies, such as Mega Godzilla. DVD. On November 18, 2007, the first AVGN DVD set was released. It includes all the episodes up to the first Bible Games episode. Some material, such as movie clips from Back to the Future and Rocky, were removed to avoid copyright infringement and replaced with new material. The DVD includes extended versions of the Wally Bear and the No Gang and Rocky reviews, as well as an original documentary, deleted scenes, and most of the video posted exclusively on Screwattack.com. In all, the DVD set contains approximately 3 hours and 15 minutes of content. According to Rolf, the initial pressing of the DVD sold out in less than a week. In addition, there were 100 DVDs sold with James Rolf's autograph on the front cover. Around November 15, 2008, the second AVGN DVD set, which spans 3 discs, was released. It includes the GameTraders.com episodes from the Atari 5200 review to An Angry Nerd Christmas Carol, as well as a scene from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 review, the trailers posted on YouTube, commentaries, outtakes from the 2007 videos, as well as some from 2008, and other material. On December 12, 2009, the third AVGN DVD set, which spans 3 discs, was released. It includes the GameTraders.com episodes from Chronologically Confused About the Zelda Timeline to Bible Games 2. However, the review for The Wizard and Super Mario Bros. 3 has been reduced to cover only Super Mario Bros. 3 to avoid copyright infringement. 3 of the episodes have been extended. The DVD set also includes outtakes, a tour of the nerd's room, and other material. On December 15, 2010, the fourth AVGN DVD set, spanning 3 discs, was released. It includes the GameTraders.com episodes from Michael Jackson's Moonwalker to Winter Games, as well as bonus features such as a look at Sega 3D glasses, outtakes, behind-the-scenes footage, and other material. Film adaptation. On September 23, 2010, Rolf released a video on his website detailing his plans for the Angry Video Game Nerd movie to be released in the near future. Rolf's longtime friend Kevin Finn helped him finish the script, and it is said to be in the vein of Wayne's World, in the sense that it will be a movie about a person that reviews games, rather than a feature-length review or multiple reviews adding up to a feature length. In his review of Steven Spielberg movie games, it hinted that he would be reviewing the infamous Atari ET video game for the movie. In 2011, it was confirmed that ET would be reviewed in the film. On June 1, 2011, Rolf released another video on his website, detailing more about his plans, also calling for casting, giving the contact information related to the movie. Awards. The Angry Video Game Nerd was voted Best Online Web Series in Mashable's 3rd Annual Open Web Awards on December 16, 2009. This recording and all of the text in the article fall under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, available at creativecommons.org